myself. Like, he's like, don't bother me. Like, stop. And we're like, oh my gosh. We're like, dude, just give us 5 minutes. Like, we're like trying to help him. He's like, no. Like, I'm fine. I'm done. He like puts the bucket away and stuff. And then we're like, can we like talk to you for a little bit? Like, we just have like just 5 minutes. That's like all we're asking. He's like, oh, like, no, pardon. Like, I'm not, yeah, I don't have time. Like, no. And like, he's just like freaking out, right? Like, he's crazy, man. This guy's a nut. But, so then, like, finally, he's like, okay, like, fine, I'll give you your five minutes. Like, come here and sit down. So then, like, we just, like, said a prayer with him. And then we start talking to him. Before we knew it, like, an hour passed by. We're just talking with him. Like, he refused to even give us, like, 5 minutes. But then he just kind of, like, started asking questions. So, like, an hour passes by. And then we set up a rendezvous with him to talk with him on Saturday. Because he's kind of interested. Like, he was getting interested. And we're like, oh, my gosh, like, what the heck? We're like, dude, this is nuts. And he said that, like, he would talk to Sir Sarah and his wife about Sir Sarah's baptism. Which is crazy because he literally, like, this guy is, like, impossible to change his mind. Like, it, like, literally is impossible. And he's, like, we literally, like, it was crazy awesome. And so then, after that, we're, like, okay, like, we just, like, left him, like, with a prayer. And then we were, like, okay, like, we'll see you tomorrow, right? And so then we just... And also, like, him and his wife are legally married. So it's like, if we can get him to, like, follow the gospel, like, it'll be super easy to baptize, like, their whole family. Because, like, that's a problem here. Like, you find families that are, like, super great. Like, we have a family right now. Family Brew is a solid family. Like, they all believe in the gospel. But their problem is they're not married. And so, like, that's the problem. So we're, like, trying to get them married. But anyway, so... Like, they're married and stuff, but, like, he just refuses to listen to the gospel. And so then, that was, like, it for Friday. Like, we didn't get back to the apartment till like, 8:45 on Friday. But, like, it didn't even matter because it was freaking awesome. Like, it was an awesome day. Like, I was super tired, but, like, it was a great day. And so then Saturday... I had some more time to, like, get some good study in, so that was awesome. And then we went to Sarah's to see if her dad, like, had signed the paper for the baptism. Because we were supposed to have her baptism on Saturday. But, like, her dad sadly didn't sign it yet. But we had, like, a rendezvous to, like, talk with him later that day. So, like, okay, like, we'll talk to him later, like, we'll see if we can get him to sign, because then we could have, like, the baptism in the nighttime or something. And so then, we, like, left her, and we went to go teach. Oh, no, she came with us. So we went to go teach for Sai. Like, she wanted to come with us to, like, see, like, what missionary work is like, because she wants to, like, serve a mission, too. Like, she literally is, like, she's, like, completely changed. Like, I'm like, what the heck? Like, this is crazy awesome. And so then, like, she, like, kind of wanted to, like, just see what missionary work is like, and so it was super awesome. So then we went and taught Versailles, but, like, Versailles, like, he just doesn't, like, listen to our lesson. Like, we teach him, but he just asks, like, the most random questions that are, like, not even related to what we're talking about. And, like, just totally, like, draws away the spirit. Like, it's, like, super frustrating. But, so we've just been, like, trying to just teach him and, like, try to help him understand, like, the importance of just, like, focus on, like, what we're talking about. We can answer your questions later, right? And so then after that, like, we, like, he finally, like, kind of, like, started lightening up. And, like, then we were able to teach him a little bit. But, like, so then after that, so then we went to the church. Like, ate some lunch and then went back to Sir Sarah's to teach her dad. And oh my gosh, it was freaking incredible. So, we get there, and he already had, like, chairs set up for us to, like, teach him. Like, he was, like, totally ready for us. And so we go and we sit down. We have a prayer with him and stuff. And then we start, like, asking him. We're like, hey, like, do you have, like, any questions for us? His first question is, like, which baptism is true? Like, is it baptism by immersion? Like, the baptism by, like, the sprinkling? Like, he's like, explain it. Like, help me understand which baptism is, like, the real baptism. We're like, oh my gosh, heck yes. Like, we can just help him understand. So, because we have, like, tons of scriptures. So, we just start just loading him with scriptures about baptism by immersion and, like, baptism, like, with the right authority and, like, just explain to him, like, all of us. And so then, so we're, like, teaching him about that. We teach him kind of, like, about how, like, where the churches came from and, like, why there's, like, so many churches, like, on the earth today and stuff. And so then we finish, and he's, like, he tells us how he wants to come to church on Sunday. We're, like, wait, you just said what? You want to come to church, and you're the person who literally, like, never talks to any missionaries, and you want to come to church? What the heck? So me and my companion, we're, like, holy crap, like, dude. And so then, after that, like, we just, like, we're like, can we, like, say a prayer, like, in your house? And we just, like, went in, like, this is the first time, like, I've, like, said a prayer in someone's house, and, like, we were, like, kneeling down to pray. Like, it was the most spiritual experience. It was incredible. And so that was super awesome. So then we went, after that. After that, we went and taught, Family Brew, who lives, like, right next door to, I don't remember his name. I just say he's, like, the dad of Sir Sarah. Like, I forget his name. But anyway, so we went and taught Family Brew, and had, like, a great lesson, like, on the family and just kind of, like, the importance of financing and, like, saving money and how, like, it can bless your family and also can help bless, like, your marriage and, like, help you save money to do your marriage and stuff. And so then, like, we had, like, a great lesson. Like, they're like, okay, yeah, like we understand. And then, like, they said, like, how they wanted to come to church and stuff. And so we're like, okay, like, awesome, yeah, like, come. Like, they, like, totally are, like, they've totally, like, come to our church. Like, they, like, love our church. But it's just, like, they're not married, and so that's, like, the problem. So we're just going to keep teaching them, help them understand, like, the importance of marriage and, like, try to get them married. And so then we went and stopped by Sir Watawadi's, who's the lady that, like, literally is the reason why I'm, like, on my mission now. Like, she's the coolest lady. Like, she's the lady that, like, I was speaking French with that, like, helped me, like, realize that, like, I can actually speak French. I don't remember if you guys remember that story, but that was, like, at the beginning of my mission when I was, like, struggling a ton. Like, that week when I literally was, like, I'm going to come home, and then, like, I met that lady. So that's the same lady. So we stopped by her house on the way home to, like, see if, like, she'll come to church, and she said she would. And so we're like, okay, like, hopefully she comes because she's a Muslim. And so, like, she's, like, on the fence. Like, she still is doing, like, all of her Muslim stuff, but then is, like, listening to our stuff and, like, coming to our church. And we were, like, explaining to her, like, you can't serve two gods. Like, either come to our church and forget about the Muslim, or forget about our church and just do the Muslim and whatever. But, like, don't do that. Come to our church. So that was, like, Saturday. So we just kind of, like, went around just trying to, like, get people to just, like, come to church and stuff, and, like, see who's gonna come to church. So, like, we had the possibility of having, like, three big families, like, come to church. And so, like, I just prayed that, like, they'd come to church. So then today was awesome. So we had 17 people come to church that were investigators. Like, it was crazy awesome turnout. The church was pretty awesome. We had testimony meeting, and, like, at the beginning of testimony meeting, I'm like, you know, like, I kind of want to bear my testimony, but I'm like, you know, like, I'll just let, like, everybody else